You wouldn't have gotten me just now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how's everything going? What questions do you have for me?
Well, I just wanted to raise the issue with you that there was this document that is being circulated, the 4-page document that I would have received. And several nurses are under the impression that they're being forced. So some have said to me that they have no intention of answering their phone when they see strange numbers, because they were told to put down their name and numbers by you for house slots. And when they put it down, they're receiving calls from Georgetown stating that they have to work at the Lendal and two persons would be per room. They don't know the conditions of the place, they've never been there, and they feel that they should be given an option. Some nurses are also claiming that they have underlying condition, and like I would have said to some of them who I've spoken to, that I don't think the ministry is so brutal. The way the document has been tailored might be contributing to the misconception, or maybe what they have been told. They can send you to region 9, region 10, region whatever region you have to work. If you're a teacher, they can also transfer you. And I also believe that as a nurse of national service, you can also be sent various places. But as you know, this whole COVID situation comes with its own challenges. So it's just a final. If it is, the view is that linen nurses have been targeted because of their race. In short.
All right. Let me give you the facts now.
Mm-hmm.
We got a call from Georgetown Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Our big sister. And she said she's in desperate need of help. Desperate need.
Okay.
Georgetown Hospital was utilizing nurses from Diamond Diagnostic Center.
Mm-hmm.
As you may know, they were being transformed into a smart hospital, quote unquote.
Yeah, cover that.
So a lot of construction work was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the nurses and their doctors, we even got two doctors from them. And the nurses went to Georgetown Hospital to help at the COVID hospital. That is true.
Okay.
So, the nurses are needed at the COVID hospital. Right? So, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's where the need is.
If that's the reality, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right. But let me give you the backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
The backdrop is this. I'm trying to save my nurses.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't vote, but nobody's being forced. Nobody, their name didn't appear on a list. Georgetown Hospital asked for 22. So far, we have gotten 11. In the first batch, we got 7 volunteers.
Okay.
Mind you, I have 200 and something excess nurses.
Wow.
Above what I need.
200?
I have 436 nurses, bro.
Whoa. You have a massive
436 nurses.
Wow.
Right? You check it out on any given night. Sometimes I have 15 nurses for 5 patients. And the patients are still complaining that when they call the nurses, then they're taking care of them properly.
Okay, well.
So given that backdrop that I have an excess among the nurses. I know a lot of them have their families and so on.
Mm.
So I quickly volunteered. I said, look, because when I had a meeting with the PS and the CEO of the Georgetown Hospital, I said, look, Linden Hospital is always willing to step up to the plate. We're willing to join the COVID fight. Mm. And I start spinning it to my benefit.
Okay.
And I said, look, I'm almost certain that I'll be able to get some help. They asked for 22. I have 200 and something.
200 and something extra? 200 and something extra?
Extra, because...
You don't know the 200... You don't know how much is something?
Well, I have about, my total number of nurses is like 436.
And the extra might be about how much?
436. Based on my, well, the patient census fluctuates.
Okay.
But I'm never ever, it averages around 60 patients.
Okay.
Sometimes it's 40, sometimes it's 50. So it never ever, ever, ever goes above 60.
Patients.
Right? Hmm. So don't forget, I mean, we have the ambulatory services at the hospital.
Mm.
After 4 o'clock, we don't need it.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's ambulatory.
Yeah.
It's only the wards. I mean, we have like about 4 or 5 wards.
Mm-hmm.
And on average, my patient census in the wards is about, is between 5 to 8 patients on any given night.
Mm-hmm.
My staffing on any given night is between 12, is between, let me be generous with them, is between 10 to 15 nurses.
Well,
on any given ward, you're not going to find more than 8 patients at any one time.
Okay. But the issue of them being tricked into signing their names with a promise of land, is there any truth to that?
No. The president was here and he offered doctors house lots in the young professional scheme.
Mm-hmm.
I lobbied. I said, well, what about the nurses? The list of doctors went off and mind you, hold on, Rod. I'm not a call coming. Hold on. I'll call. I'll be right back with you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurses, and you could check with CH and PA if their names were all, if their names all weren't submitted.
Mm-hmm.
I could give you the manager and you could call the man.
No, that's fine, that's fine.
Names are there, so there's no tricks with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with regards the, and did they tell you that the chief nurse came up here last week to recruit nurses to go down? Did they tell you that?
No. They told me, I think, they were offered $50,000 or something like that.
All right, let me give you the package that they get. They're getting free, they're getting transportation, so they're getting their, whatever money they're getting now,
mm-hmm.
their salary and their allowances they're getting.
Okay.
Nothing is changed. If you're getting $100,000, don't work for LinkedIn, you get $100,000.
Wow, okay.
In addition to that, you get free accommodation. Which, yeah. And it is true that 2 persons per room
mm-hmm.
is air conditioned and self-contained.
Oh, well, they didn't say that. Okay.
Right. It comes with a kitchen, a fridge, and you also have washing facilities, and you get maid service.
Wow.
Right? They also get transportation to and from work. So they're staying, it's at Project Dawn, which is on the railway embankment.
Okay.
Not too far from the Otter Chung Convention.
That's a private residence? That's so a private house, apartment?
So it's not a private house apart. It was built by the American and it's now controlled by George Young.
Oh yes, I now remember that. Right.
So it's well maintained, it's air conditioned, self contained. So then guys go down the hallway, check the tower. I'm sure the conditions there are maybe better than what some nurses have at home.
I agree.
Maybe better. I'm not saying it is. Maybe better.
I agree.
Right? Mm. So apart from all of that, once they're working, mm-hmm. they're picked up from Project Dawn, they're taken to the Ocean View hospital, and when their shift is done, they're taken back home.
Okay.
Once they are on duty, meals are provided.
Wow.
When they're off duty, they get $4,500 per day for meals.
Wow.
If you work,
That's if you're not working, you're getting four or five per day if you're not working.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, continue.
Right? That's just for meals. That's just for meals. And you also get, so what I told you about. If you're working on the general ward, you get to pay the $5,000 hazard pay.
Okay.
And if you're an ICU nurse, you get $50,000.
Yeah, they told me about that. They told me about that.
This is in addition to your salary.
They told me about that.
And all of the other benefits. Right. Right. All the other benefits that I outlined.
They didn't tell me the other benefits.
The nurses that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The nurses that are there, they are calling their friends and they're encouraging their friends to come. Because apparently the work conditions are good and they like the extra money. So it's a 3-month rule. It's a 12-week rotation or a 3-month rotation. It's 12-hour shifts. So 1 week, you work 3 days. The next week, you work 4 days. I don't know what more these people want. I really don't know. Right? So if they don't want to do that, they could sign up because they will then be, right? I'm saving them from being voluntold to go to Region 1, Region 9, Region 7, and Region 8. Now, if they want to do that, we could play that game.
We simply
need to have a hands-off approach and let the ministry do what they want.
Well, I think I think the misconception is coming from the lack of information. Because, I mean, just listening to you there, I think I want to be a nurse for 24 hours and benefit from this package. So I think that the misconception, because if you go to the other regions, I have traveled several of the regions, including Region 1 and 9, and I've seen conditions that nurses have to work under. And some of the very nurses from Region 10 have had to work on it there. And I'm sure that it is, I know it is 10,000 times far less impressive than what they're enjoying right now. So, I mean, I don't see any challenge with the COVID hospital. It's only common sense that they take all necessary precautions to ensure that they remain safe.
And the good thing about it, before you go, and with regards to people with comorbidities, they're exempt. They're automatically exempt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving hardship exemption. So if you're a single parent, and you don't have relatives, you also exempt. So nobody's putting a gun to nobody's head and forcing them to do anything. Because if that were the case, 22 nurses would have been already in at Lillian Dahl Hospital.
But the reality is, and you made a point which I really want to address. If you have over 200 and something nurses, taxpayers' dollars are paying these nurses at the end of the month. I am sure that as an effective manager, you wouldn't keep those 200 odd nurses in Region 10 all the time, because they will have to move to other regions that may need nurses.
We can't. Mm-hmm. They're so accustomed wrong to coming to work. I'm telling you what's going on now, and I'm going to put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have some nurses, especially ones that work night. They come to work, they sign in, they get away, and they go and sleep with this sweet man.
Wow.
Sweet man is screwing them all night, and then just come back to work and sign out in the morning.
What?
All the lawlessness going on. What? All the lawlessness going on there.
These nurses break.
If you're friends with the sister and thing, you could get away.
But I've always said, that once you come with effective management, you'll have challenge. And I guess that's your challenge, because you're trying to straighten up things there. Right? But I thought that Lillian Dahl wanted more than 22.
Listen out, bro.
Uh-huh.
Listen out. listen out for the big hue and cry, because it, based on the preliminary budget estimates, I'm getting an electronic timekeeping system.
Wow.
So once I put that in place, I need your fingerprint. You're signing no book. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna punch in, you're gonna punch out when you go in on your lunch break,
mm-hmm.
you punch back in after your hour, and then you punch out when you're going home.
Nice,
so if you undo all of that, we get problems with your payment.
Nice.
So watch out, young, you're here, I'm putting you on notice, because you're gonna get a big hue and cry when I clam down on them.